This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, live from KERA in Dallas today, although we begin in Washington, D.C.
When the next generation asks us, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you speak up? What are we going to say? Mr. President, I rise today to say enough.
Enough, said a wavering Republican, Jeff Flake, from the Senate floor on Tuesday.
The personal attacks, the threats against principles, freedoms, and institution, the flagrant disregard for truth and decency, the reckless provocations, most often for the pettiest and most personal reasons, reasons having nothing whatsoever to do with the fortunes of the people that we have been elected to serve.
Though he never mentioned him by name, the Jeff Flake target was clear. President Donald Trump, the commander-in-chief and leader of Flake's own Republican Party. It was a stinging 17-minute speech, and with it, conservative Jeff Flake joined a tiny group of Republicans who started taking on President Trump.
Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication.
I don't know why he lowers himself to such a low, low standard and debases our country in the way that he does.
And all we've really done this year is confirm Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court.
Former President George W. Bush, Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee, and Senator John McCain there from Arizona. What do all these men have in common, aside from sounding the alarm about the former president? Well, they all have very little to lose. George W. Bush is former President George W. Bush. Bob Corker isn't running for re-election, neither is John McCain. And Jeff Flake was facing a tough, tough primary in Arizona after criticizing President Trump for more than a year. He's not running for re-election either. Still, Flake had another broad point to make, one that was largely lost as he stood in the Senate and fired his broadside at the president. Flake called out Republicans, leaders, people like Speaker Paul Ryan and Senator Mitch McConnell, again, not by name, but for tolerating and normalizing damage to the republic in the service of political wins.
We must stop pretending that the degradation of our politics and the conduct of some in our executive branch are normal. They are not normal. Reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has become excused and countenanced as telling it like it is, when it is actually just reckless, outrageous, and undignified.
Flake said he can't win in today's Republican Party as a conservative who believes in small government and free trade. He warned against the growing tide of Trump isolationism. So what does this quartet of criticism mean? Will it grow? And what does it make plain that many Republicans have feared all along? Does it make it plain indeed that the populist opportunism embodied in Donald Trump is destroying the Republican Party? Joining me, Ryan Williams, Republican strategist and former spokesman for Mitt Romney's presidential campaigns, and also Kim Alfano, a Republican strategist as well, and CEO of Alfano Communications. Ryan and Kim, thank you both for being here.
Good to be with you.
Thanks, Todd.
Kim, let me start with you, because I know that you watched this speech along with every Republican in Washington who cares about the state of their party. What did you see when Jeff Flake was on the floor?
Well, I saw a good man who is clearly in pain. I saw some irony in the fact that he did it from the Senate floor, which is he made an inherently political speech from the floor of the Senate, where he was saying that we should keep politics out and governance in. So I saw a tad of irony there. But, you know, I saw a man struggling with the morality of the party, not necessarily the ideology of the party. I think our ideology is strong and we're united on that. I think that we're just plagued by living in a Snapchat nation where we can't seem to focus on anything long enough to get any kind of results. And we're dealing with a party or a segment of the country that can't deal with the lack of results anymore and will take whatever and whomever they can get to get some sort of result. And what that brought us was Donald Trump, who promised some action and promised something different. But along with him came sort of a bombast and an external unpleasantness that we don't really love at the head of our party.
Ryan, your former boss, Mitt Romney, before the election, gave a speech that reminded a lot of people of what Jeff Flake had to say on the Senate floor.
Yeah, he gave a pretty stinging speech. I believe it was in Utah during the campaign, not just on policy issues with Donald Trump, but who Donald Trump was as a person. The governor talked kind of in depth about the unpleasantness that he brings to politics and his behavior and The thin-skinnedness and, you know, the way he's conducted himself over really his life.
Let me put it very plainly. If we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished.
And I know that's frustrating to people like Jeff Flake as well, but Governor Romney, after giving that speech, as you recall, tried to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. He met with him, had a discussion about serving in his administration after he was elected. I think people like Jeff Flake did that as well. After the election, they wanted to see him succeed. They wanted to see him govern and get results. And that just hasn't happened. And we're at a point now where the focus really is on the nasty day-to-day insults and slights and back and forths instead of getting results, which we should be getting with an all-Republican Congress and a Republican president. But that's not happening. And, you know, I think the results we're seeing now are people like Senator Corker and Senator Flake stepping back from public life and really a shift in the party in general.
I want to talk a little bit about sort of the two messages that Kim mentioned, the ideology of the party and then also the messenger and the leader of the party, these two different things, because there's a bargain at stake here. And one of the things that Jeff Flake talked about, and other Republicans have as well, although much more quietly, is the enabling that they see in the Republican Party. Listen to this one sort of veiled statement from Jeff Flake that I want to play you here.
Regret for the compromise of our moral authority. And by our, I mean all of our, complicity in this alarming and dangerous state of affairs. It is time for our complicity and our accommodation of the unacceptable to end.
Kim, there is a bargain that Republicans have made in order to get their policy preferences, tax cuts, Obamacare repeal, through the election of Donald Trump, who won their nomination. Jeff Flake is starting to suggest that there's complicity on the parts of people like Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and the rest of his party.
Well, I go back to what I said in the beginning, which is we all believe in very, very similar ideals. We, the quote-unquote establishment, and the people who elected Donald Trump. I think that we want tax cuts. We want to reform health care. We want safer borders. We want a safer country. We want a strong military. These are the core principles that have abided the Republican Party forever. The problem is our messenger is a little bit nutty. But like I said before, I think we're a nation now who consumes information in such quick little bits and bites. You know, I remember being frustrated with how people thought the 30-second ad was killing politics. Well, now I think the 5-second Snapchat or the 7-second Snapchat is killing our ability to get things done. What Donald Trump was successful in doing and why we, I think, attached to him as a party was he would throw that stick of dynamite. He would never light it, if you recall. He would say some outrageous things to capture the attention in this sort of cacophony of little bits and pieces of information. And it captured the attention of those folks that are so frustrated with nothing getting done. But he always would backpedal, and he would always come back to a more sane part of the ideology that we could agree with. So I think a lot of people like me in the party thought, well, crud, let P.T. Barnum go up there and you know, put on his show. If we have control of everything, we can do the things that we've said we've wanted to do in a sane and rational way. And let him, you know, entertain the nation. The problem is we're not getting anything done. So both Donald Trump and our party live and die by results, and we're not getting any, and we haven't figured out how to get it with him or without him. And that's our problem too.
And one of the problems that Jeff Flake brought to the fore, which is what he calls complicity with the antics and style and morality of Donald Trump, isn't bringing any results and maybe bringing extreme damage as well. Ryan, a question for you. You know, a lot of people responded to Jeff Flake's speech, since he's not running for reelection, and they said, you know, if this is the dilemma in the Republican Party, you should have gotten in the primary, raised these exact issues, and see if people supported it. That's how you solve this. That's how you reach resolution on this.
That's one approach. I think that he probably would have lost the primary if he had done that, and would have been out of the Senate anyways. I think now he feels he's liberated to say what he wants and can speak out against the president. I think he thinks that's the best approach. That's something he could not have done if he was running a competitive Senate primary, which he was already having trouble with. I do think that his concerns go just beyond the lack of getting results. I think it's the behavior that he's talking about that's being normalized by not being called out by our leaders who are trying to work with the president. You know, it ranges from, you know, morally repulsive things like his attacks on the Gold Star families to dangerous things like his tweets about North Korea, at foreign leaders, things that really put the country at risk. And I think that's what he was talking about when he talked about normalizing this behavior by just letting it go without, you know, denouncing it as the leaders do on a day-to-day basis, because there are so many controversies. I think that's what he's referencing. But at the same time, Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell want to get things done. They don't want to have to jump down the rabbit hole and condemn him on every controversy that he throws into the public sphere, which seems to be two or three on any given day. And that's the problem they find themselves in. So I understand both perspectives, and I think the party and leaders in general are just in a very difficult position given the way that Trump has acted as president. He's brought the circus behavior to the White House, where the stakes are much, much higher than during the campaign.
Republicans everywhere now reckoning with their nominee and their president, President Donald Trump. Jeff Flake from the Senate floor yesterday with his stinging attack on the president. Ryan Williams, I want to thank you, Republican strategist, former spokesman for Mitt Romney, and Kim Alfano, strategist as well, CEO for Alfano Communications. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
Well, we're hearing from lots of you, getting your reactions on our Facebook page to Senator Jeff Flake's speech yesterday. Zach Young says, if you keep voting in lockstep with today's Republican Party, then it simply validates their behavior and strategy of using a demagogue like Donald Trump to win elections. Deborah Schaefer says, no points for Mr. Flake. If he was a real warrior, he'd be brave enough to run against his primary challenger, the one he's afraid of losing to, and voice those opinions. And Brett Tierney wrote, he's retiring because he knows he can't win the next election. And now he's just bitter. Tell us what you think about Jeff Flake or anything else you hear on the show on our Facebook page.